Happy holidays from Pastor Robles Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 17 came to a close at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, where the Lions held on to beat the Niners 40-34. Jared Goff threw for 303 yards and three touchdowns, while Jahmyr Gibbs added 117 on the ground, including a fourth-quarter touchdown that helped propel Detroit to a victory. Lions, they get to head home with a 14-2 record and prepare for a primetime Week 18 matchup with the Vikings to decide who will take home the top seed in the NFC. Meanwhile, in the Big Apple, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero is reporting that the Jets will kick off their coaching search by interviewing Ron Rivera for their vacancy. New York also expected to bring in Rex Ryan for an interview, per NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. Now, Ryan spent 6 years as the Jets head coach from 2009 to 2014, leading the Jets to two winning seasons in his first 2 years. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com.
The current federal government is actually going $1 trillion deeper in debt every 100 days. That's why thousands are turning to Goldco, a top-rated gold company, to diversify their savings with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Right now, not only is Goldco offering a free gold and silver kit, but on qualified purchases, they'll give you up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. Call 855-838-GOLD. That's 855-838-GOLD. Performance may vary. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses. And we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper. I can get Tempur-Pedic and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even. And they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Savings and selection going on right now at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. American-made Western flannel, lined shirts, 20% off. Women's jackets and vests, 20% off. Slip-on work boots from Work Zone, just $89.95. 20% off sleeping bags and a D&J. Special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Prescribed burn east of Santa Margarita is scheduled for today. Band applications for Atascadero's Saturday concert series open. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 60s. It's 31 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn for this morning. Depending on favorable weather conditions, the burn is scheduled for 10 a.m. The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita, near the intersection of Black Mountain and Park Hill Roads. The City of Atascadero announced they are accepting applications for their 2025 Saturday Concerts in the Park series. Atascadero's series will run from June 28th through August 28th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Concerts are free for the public to enjoy, but each band is paid a one-time stipend of $500. Applications for Atascadero's concert series are due no later than Friday, January 31st at 5 p.m. The city is also accepting sponsor opportunities for their signature events. Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebration in Paso Robles returns. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. Monday, January 20th will mark the return of the Paso Robles Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. At noon, a march will start at Robbins Field, followed by a program in the downtown city park from 1 to 3 p.m. Any potential heavy rain will cancel the march. A reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. The city of Paso Robles says their closures will start at 5 p.m. tonight. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Tonight is the Paso Robles New Year's Eve celebration in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment for tonight will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year's celebration. The city has released a new statement for this event, saying that large crowds of thousands of residents and visitors are expected to gather and celebrate. Attendees are encouraged to allow for extra time for parking and navigating through the area, and drivers are advised to exercise patience and caution and watch for pedestrians. Attendees are also encouraged to support the many downtown restaurants and shops during the event as well. Tonight will also feature a live countdown at 9, which will be midnight on the East Coast. The CHP will be entering their New Year's maximum enforcement period tonight starting at 6. The MEP will go through Wednesday, January 1st at 11:59 p.m. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure travelers are driving safe. During last year's maximum enforcement period during the New Year's holiday, 892 DUI arrests were made statewide. CHP also says 5 deaths were recorded during those 30 hours within their jurisdiction. If you spot a driver who appears to be impaired while on the road, CHP asks you to call 911 immediately and be ready to provide details. Dozens of new laws will go into effect in California starting 2025. Here are some of those laws now. SB 1061 will prohibit a medical debt from appearing on credit card reports for consumers. It will also prohibit a consumer credit transaction to have medical debt count as a negative factor. AB 977 will expand the penalties for assaulting physicians, nurses, or other healthcare workers of a hospital engaged with providing emergency services. SB 969 will authorize any city or county to define an entertainment zone by ordinance, which authorizes the consumption of alcoholic beverages on public streets, sidewalks, or public rights of way. This will allow local restaurants and bars inside of designated entertainment zones to sell alcohol. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Lions defeated the 49ers 40-34. For KPRL's tripleheader on Sunday the 5th, we'll have the Commanders versus the Cowboys in the morning, then the Raiders against the Chargers, and finally the Vikings will face the Lions. In the NBA, the Cavaliers defeated the Warriors 113-95, the Kings over the Mavericks 110-100. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Spurs, and the Lakers will go against the Cavaliers. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Prosecutors say a man serving prison time for kidnapping and sexually assaulting a Northern California woman in 2015 is now charged with other break-ins and assaults years earlier. The case of 47-year-old Matthew Muller inspired the Netflix crime series American Nightmare. Santa Clara County DA Jeff Rosen says DNA technology was key.
The district attorney crime laboratory was able to take off of the strap that was used to bound the woman in Palo Alto the DNA from the defendant, Matthew Muller.
Huskins' case was nicknamed the Gone Girl kidnapping because it resembled the novel and film. Renters get more protection against eviction starting tomorrow. New law giving tenants 10 days to respond to an eviction notice, double the current five.
Give all those people a fighting chance to weigh in on an eviction and let the judge consider both sides of the case.
Catherine Rodman of Affordable Housing Advocates, new time frame doesn't count weekends or holidays, giving renters even more time. Jeff Scott, California News.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Every school day was a vaping day for me. It wasn't a social thing anymore. Suddenly it became something I was doing independently every day. Recently, I was sitting next to somebody on the freeway and I saw them vaping. I was like, wow, is that what I look like? And that didn't sit too well with me. That image has been a big motivation to quit.
No quit story is the same. For free support, text KICK NICOTINE to 66819 today.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention, Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/water heating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. To protect employees who work with dairy cows and poultry from H5N1 bird flu, farmers should have a basic plan in place, even if their animals are not infected. Such advice and other guidelines were shared during a webinar last month hosted by the California Farm Bureau Affiliated Farm Employers Labor Service, or FELS. As of early December, 31 human cases of H5N1 bird flu had been confirmed in California, according to the California Department of Public Health. All but one were Central Valley dairy workers who had direct contact with infected cattle. The workers all experienced mild symptoms, primarily eye infections, with no hospitalizations. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with lows right around 30, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine and clouds mixed in tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy Thursday into Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday next week. Upper 60s Thursday, low 60s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mid-60s on Monday, 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 32 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We're seeing moderate gains across major indices on Wall Street this final trading day of the year. All large cryptocurrencies are up in early trading, with Dogecoin leading the way, up about 4.8% to 33 cents. The latest read on the housing market showed, despite high borrowing costs, home prices in major U.S. cities continued to climb in 2024. Out of the largest 50 metros, only four major cities recorded year-over-year declines as of November 2024, according to online broker Redfin. They are Austin, Texas, with the steepest drop, 3.7%, followed by Tampa, Florida, 3.5% drop, San Antonio, Texas, 3%, and Fort Lauderdale, Florida, down 1.6%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Something amazing is happening in workplaces everywhere. Devices are learning how people work and adapting to help them get more done. That's because CDW is modernizing experiences with Dell's intelligent portfolio of devices. Thanks to built-in security and AI capabilities, your teams can work smarter wherever they may be. Dell and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/dellclient.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
If you're looking for a safe, comfortable living situation for your elderly family member, Paso Robles Senior Living is the place. Each of their homes care for six residents and provide personal attention for your loved ones. Healthy, home-cooked meals, sometimes using fruits and vegetables right out of their garden. When it comes time to consider moving mom or dad, Paso Robles Senior Living has provided a loving environment since 2015. Call 805-821-1049. Paso Robles Senior Living.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in a Tascadero near Guesthouse Grill.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Derringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Reminder, coming up this afternoon, we'll have a couple of specials as Barry has the day off, and then tomorrow we'll have specials in the morning exchange and the noon hour. Karen will be here back to normal on Thursday with her edition of Sound Off, and then Al will be in on Friday for Open Mic Friday. So after tomorrow, everything is so-called back to normal here on AM 1230 KPRL and, of course, 99.3 FM.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, with some positive changes in California gun laws, we continue to see new handguns added to the infamous California Department of Justice firearms roster. Sig Sauer, Springfield, Smith & Wesson, and Ruger, to name a few, have added new handguns. So come on down to Roosters and check out the new arrivals.
Hi, this is Terry. New arrivals are like new babies. Everyone is excited, as we are. But there are more than new gun arrivals at Roosters. We have new shooting supplies, new bags, new cases, and new Vault-Tec safes. We also have the new arrivals of Black Rifle Coffee and Black Rifle T-shirts. A new year means another new start. Time to buy a new gun and time to come in and say hello. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Darshawn Williams gets in an argument with his teen stepson when he comes home to find the boy did not complete any of his chores. Williams retrieves a handgun and shoots the 15-year-old boy in the chest. The boy unconscious, not breathing when EMTs get there. The 15-year-old boy pronounced dead. Darshawn Williams, 48, charged with murder, assault, child abuse, and gun charges. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on singlecare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
You know that reaction that people have on TV when they get to the newly remodeled bathroom? That wow moment is key when it comes to loving your remodel. Hi, this is Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where we pride ourselves on providing our customers and contractors with shower enclosures that wow and last. No matter your taste or budget, A1 Glass has all of the top-of-the-line shower enclosures. Plus, our showroom is filled with options, so you can see it for yourself. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Hi, this is Joe Simonin with Lube & Go. Like most people, you're probably in a state of shock by the price of fuel when you are filling up your car lately. Your first line of defense is to have your vehicle operating optimally. At Lube & Go, our 26-point service will do just that. You might be surprised by how much fuel economy is wasted by improperly inflated tires, dirty engine air filters, or for that matter, oil that is overdue to be changed. At Lube & Go, we want to partner with you to get the most out of your vehicle, as well as maximizing your fuel economy. At Lube & Go, we use only the highest quality filters, fluids, lubricants, and replacement parts. Work is done while you wait, managed by ASE-certified technicians, and almost always for far less than what the dealership or national chain store will charge you. We also do state smog inspections, transmission and coolant exchange, air conditioning recharge, brakes, and brake inspection. Visit our website, lubeandgo.net, where we offer money-saving monthly coupons and to see all that we can do for you. For the highest quality, affordable service, trust locally owned Lube & Go.
Lube & Go!
Local news update brought to you by the Stove & Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo, in cooperation with private landowners and multiple agencies, has scheduled a prescribed burn this morning at 10 a.m. The burn will go through approximately 15 acres of vegetation located on private lands around 30 minutes east of Santa Margarita. The City of Atascadero announced they're accepting applications for their 2025 Saturday Concerts in the Park series. Atascadero's series will run from June 28th through August 28th at the Atascadero Lake Bandstand, Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Applications are due no later than Friday, January 31st at 5 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 60s. It's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Cities around the world getting ready to ring in the new year, but the big party in Times Square going to be a wet one.
Folks across the east dealing with a big low pressure system currently spinning across portions of the Midwest. That is drifting its way slowly off towards the east, which means for the New York City ball drop, rain, 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 rain.
That is Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. President-elect Donald Trump making a major speaker endorsement ahead of a potential battle for the gavel.
After days of silence, President-elect Trump finally weighed in on the speaker's vote. He's backing House Speaker Mike Johnson, saying in a post on Truth Social, "Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hardworking, religious man. He will do the right thing, and we will continue to win."
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera. There will be a speaker vote Friday, and there will be an official state funeral for Jimmy Carter on January 9th. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached. Allow decal fading or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Are you ready to elevate your golf game and experience the beauty of San Luis Obispo County? Introducing the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It's your ticket to an unforgettable golfing season. For just $125, enjoy unlimited access to not one, not two, but three incredible courses, Morro Bay, Chalk Mountain, and Dairy Creek. But there's more. When you buy your SLO County Golf Card, you receive a free round of golf at Morro Bay, one free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Dairy Creek, and even a free hour at Swing Time. You also celebrate your special day with a free round of golf on your birthday. Take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf through March 29th of next year. Ready to swing into action? Then purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Card at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Prices go up January 1st, 2025.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
Hey there, glad you could make it. Come on in.
Wow, your kitchen looks amazing. So does your whole house.
Thanks. We just had our cabinets refinished by Peak Painting. They did such a fantastic job, we had them come back and paint our whole living area.
I guess you could say they have your stamp of approval.
Yes, sir. Just like everyone else on Google and Yelp. Booking a quote is easy. Just go to peakpainting.com. That's P-E-E-K painting.com. And book a time and day that fits your schedule. No back and forth phone tag. Just click and book.
Sounds too easy.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Sunshine on your last day of 2024. Highs near 60. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 30s. Sunshine and cloud mixed in on your first day of 2025. And highs should be in the mid 60s as we head to Thursday. Upper 60s. Mid 60s Friday. Down to low 60s Saturday and Sunday. Mid 60s Monday. And also mid 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5 right on the nose, and we've jumped up to 34. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, and remember, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, some specials this afternoon, as I mentioned, and Rick Nelson killed in a plane crash New Year's Eve, 1985, and then Hank Williams died in his car in 1953 on New Year's Day. We'll have the specials on them this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. And let's see here. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man?
Real man.
How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is
KPRL.
The answer is
the Morning Exchange.
Remember, you can change the subject at any time. You know, I want to go back to this, Chris, it's the law on the parking. Remember that one?
The one where you can't park within, I think, about 15 or 20 feet from a crosswalk, I believe?
Yeah.
What about it?
Okay, now, they're saying because it's for safety reasons for pedestrians.
Yeah, increasing visibility. Namely.
Now, okay, increased safety for pedestrians. Wasn't it just a couple of years ago where the state of California basically waived jaywalking? They said, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. So we made people less responsible when they're walking across the street and just pretty much do whatever the double hockey sticks they want. And now we're worried about more safety when a law like that can make it less safe by people doing that, I guess because it wasn't being enforced. So why should we have the law? Doesn't it sound like the city of Paso Robles? Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. You're 100% correct, Kevin. You can jaywalk, so you can walk out between two parked cars and walk right into traffic. But this, I understand the visibility thing, but before you step off the curb or before you step out behind something, shouldn't you be paying attention to what you're doing instead of looking at your cell phone?
Well, you know, Greg, I look at this stuff. People that grow up on the East Coast in cities, they learn how to cross the street and be pretty careful by the time they're 7 years old. And apparently in California, they can't handle it. I remember more than a few years ago, where someone at the school district didn't want to have Niblick Road expanded to four lanes because it was going to be dangerous for our kids crossing the street. And I thought, it's a high school, okay? Yeah, you have to be careful. You got to learn how to cross the street. The city's growing. We need to have four lanes in it, or the additional lanes on that. And to tell me that your little precious little high school kids can't learn how to cross the street without getting hurt is beyond belief. Now, I understand safety, but, you know, to a point is you also can't take into consideration the stupidity of mankind not being responsible.
No, you're 100% correct. Hey, so in 1977, obviously Nixon had to resign and Gerald Ford took over for him. And the reason we had the oil embargo in 73 to 74 was because 50 years ago, since this last attack on Israel, Syria and Egypt attacked Israel. And because we helped Israel, the OPEC group started the oil embargo. And you would have thought, now, I was in high school And when I started buying gas driving in high school, it was 19 to 23 cents a gallon. 1978, when we had the odd and even gas lines, and I'm a fireman, gas was like 75 cents a gallon. And in between that oil embargo, the fuel never went down, but you would have thought, since California is oil rich and most of the communities like L.A., La Brea, where we have the oil reserves and Taft and all the different things, that we could have understood that you better have some of your own resources so you're not being threatened somehow by not having your own security, whether it's in oil or over the COVID thing. It was about why are we getting our pharmaceuticals and our masks and all these different things from China?
Well, that's called not being dependent on others. I mean, isn't when you think about that, Greg, in its simplest statement, don't most of us want to be independent of almost anything? I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the goods that you know that we need, but away from government. I don't want the government. I don't want to have to depend on the government or other thing. I don't want to have to be dependent on my rich uncle to support me. I don't, you know, all those type of things. And yet, as a country, we put ourselves in a position where when we become dependent on China or, you know, whatever else, and we go, gee, why? Why are we paying more? Why are we doing this? And we never resolve it.
Well, yeah, we send our companies because we overtax them here, so they'll go somewhere else. Then we create ourselves another problem. I mean, I built my first house, and interest, I was lucky. I got a 12.5% loan. It went all the way up to 20%. And if I wouldn't have built my own house, I don't know if I could have afforded a house, but I was willing to take every day off from work and work on my own project. And I was a cabinet maker before I got on the fire department. I figured if I can make a fine cabinet, I can build a house. And I learned from a lot of qualified guys that were on the job that were older than me that knew different parts. Well, my dad was an electrical engineer, so I knew how to do electrical. And I learned from plumbers, and I had plumbing in tech school, in high school. And so I just said, hey, I'm going to do this myself. I can count on myself. I can do what I need to do if I'm doing it and not relying on somebody else. And, you know, I lived in that house for 5 years, sold it for a bunch of money, and built my next house. Mm-hmm. Lived that one for 15 years, sold it for a bunch of money, and I'm where I am now. And it was because I was willing to take the time on my days off and work on my own stuff to provide for my family, like hopefully everybody else would want to do.
Greg, this is, it's not necessarily off the wall, but see if you can follow me and everybody else. So we're talking about Jimmy Carter the last couple of days, okay? And he was not a good president. I don't care what anybody said. They can say he was a nice man, and by all accounts he was. He had good character. That's great. Doesn't mean he was a good president. But so he's getting accolades for the Habitat for Humanity, which that's a nice thing. He went out and helped not only around the world, but in the United States he did it. And you know what hit me yesterday, particularly about his work in the United States? Why do you think people in the United States are needing help from Habitat for Humanity? Well, my belief is part of it is because government. Government has made housing so expensive, particularly from the Democrats, which Jimmy Carter was. So he's out, and again, I'm not condemning him for doing this, but I just thought it was a little ironic in I guess, my warped sense of humor. He's going out, and you're helping people do this because government makes it hard for the people to get a house. I just found that you know, my thinking, you know, I just started chuckling to myself about it.
No, it's 100% correct. If the government would step out of the way, you know, if you build a house, you're going to get taxed. So the government's going to get an increase of benefit by the higher taxes from you doing that work and upgrading whatever, whether you redo a house, whether you build a house, regardless. Why didn't Jimmy Carter, I agree with you. Okay, you're a nice guy. You had plenty of time in office, and you wanted to do stuff after office. Why didn't you work with your government buddies and start reducing some of these regulations and stuff so people could go back to doing and fending for themselves how they used to instead of taxing them to death and making it to where they couldn't afford to do anything?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, so you look back at these different things. 1978, when Prop 13 happened, we lost 700 positions in one day on the fire department from attrition. So they just didn't hire that because they were going to punish the people by, you know, we had it in this last election. Well, if you don't vote for this Rose tax, that could, you know, we'll have less firemen or policemen. What a bunch of hooey. They do that on purpose. Why don't you have a few less secretaries and you do your own paperwork?
Mm-hmm. It's
just simply, we should learn everything that we have in this state. We don't need nobody else, but we have so many controlling interests so you can follow the money. Look at our governor, and where does his money come from? The Gettys and all these other oil people, the Spritzkers and all the, well, they got theirs, but they don't want you to get ahead. They want you to be a serf under them. And not do anything, and worrying about some of the stuff they worry about. They screwed up our timber industry with the spotted owl, which really wasn't a problem. And then, I don't think the spotted owl can live in the forest when there's a forest fire. I'm pretty sure the spotted owl gets cooked.
A lot of animals because of that, and you know that's been an issue for quite a few years on the management of the forest in this state. And, you know, okay, so the government's, and, you know, with lawsuits from your Sierra clubs and, you know, whatever. And so, therefore, the rest of us get punished through in higher insurance because the state and these clubs don't want us to go out and do what should be done anyway to preserve the forest long term by not the overgrowth, because most of the fires are started from not man. From lightning strikes. So you want to minimize that, but nope. We don't do that, and then we have, according to the government, worse fires than ever. Well, why is that? Well, because government helped create the problem.
There's only three things in a fire. Oxygen, fuel, and an ignition source. You just named one of the ones that happens out in the middle of nowhere, lightning. And if you're not going to reduce the fuel and manage something, then you're going to have a problem. You had a guest on, two guests on yesterday on your show, talking about real estate. And I know they didn't have a lot of time, but I was curious, you know, how is affecting the sales with the insurance issues on people not being able to get insurance for their house? Or, you know, they brought up a little bit of the water stuff, but if you're over the basin trying to buy a house, What things have been taken away from your property from what the worth of it is because government says you can't do something even though the state constitution says you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's a lot of questions that people, you know, in that situation, referring to the real estate, they need to be up to date on it. But also, you know, the real estate agents, they need to make sure that they do their due diligence, and ask questions. I mean, you know, when people go to make a purchase like that, you should sit down with, you know, your wife or husband and say, okay, here's a list of questions we want to ask our agent. You know, from A to Z. and they should be able, you know, a good agent should be able to help you out. That's that's it. But
I'll tell you another one that's really amazing. So Prop 13 capped your the raise of your property taxes 2% a year, and then it brought it up when you sold the property to whatever the current level was. But as a homeowner, you get one deduction for your home. And that has never changed. My parents' house, house was $28,000. It's probably $600,000 or $700,000, the same house. But your deduction that you get from way back when has never increased, even though the value of your house has increased by, why didn't that go up 2% a year?
Good question.
Why do you want to get $7,500 on a house when it started was, you know, under $100,000, and now that it's $1 million, you still get to $7,500?
Hmm.
You want to talk about pinching the pocket? These guys are pickpockets.
Well, you know, maybe, because pickpockets, a lot of times you don't see them. I think of them as just prostitutes, because the transaction from a prostitute is face-to-face, and our politicians are looking us in the face, stealing our money, and then asking for more of it.
I always say you can tell a Democrat walking down the road, they got one long arm that's patting their back and one short arm that can't reach in their own pocket.
Well, it's legal plunder as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but the bottom line on all this stuff is, yeah, you know, we worked hard. We struggled through these different things. We did what we had to do to get by. But people need the government to step back. And if you just get rid of some of these subsidies that aren't really needed, because the people can learn how to do it on their own if you get out of the way. And you're going to reap more benefit. We actually get more revenue when they lower stuff because more people spend money than when they have it the other way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. You're right. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much and for all you do, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to both of you guys. Take care.
All right. Bye. All right. I'm going to throw something out here on this, the concerns in Times Square this evening. And I'm not just talking about the weather or the lack of bathrooms. But, okay, now, in America, we like to say, I have a right to do this, I have a right to say this, et cetera, et cetera. But just let me throw this out. And this doesn't necessarily even need to be Times Square. It could be anywhere. However, it just so happens that it is New Year's Eve, and this is a big occasion. And, you know, even our own downtown, which is going to have the bonfire tonight. And by the way, if you haven't been to it, they do a really good job. It's a nice affair. Went last year. The band is outstanding. That they're going to drop the ball to cut. It's going to coincide with the dropping of the ball in Times Square. So it's a big deal to many Americans. So from what I've heard is that there's going to be potentially some protests. And one of the protests may be people that are the same that protested against the Jews on the college campuses, particularly in New York. So these people are going to supposedly show up in Times Square where there's 1 million people. And many of them will have consumed, as I mentioned earlier this morning, adult beverages. What are the possibility of something happening to the protesters? Now, they have a right, supposedly, because it's not going to be a matter of blocking traffic or anything like that. But I also can't help but wonder, and again, not just this particular situation, if something bad were to happen, and they start complaining and, you know, there's this and that and lawsuits and so forth. My question is, what did they expect? What did they expect? You know, most of us are told that when you go out to certain areas or certain things and you have, you know, a time frame to be home, because you limit possibility of getting in trouble or being around danger. okay? So, for example, if I were to drive a pickup truck with a gun rack with rebel flags all over it, blasting country, hard country music in the middle of Harlem on a Saturday afternoon, do I think that I might get the you-know-what beat out of me? Oh, and also yelling things, which I can by my rights, my First Amendment right. I could do that. So if my truck gets, confiscated or it stops and I get the heck beat out of me, I'm going to say, well, I have a right to do this. Okay, you have a right to do that, but what did you expect? So I often wonder why people that put themselves in a position where the possibility of getting the you-know-what beat out of them and then complaining about it, because you may have brought it on. It's safe to be safe. Safe to be safe. All right, here's one that's happening more and more on the airlines, and this has to do with seats. Now, this went on social media. It was a heated debate over airplane etiquette and personal boundaries after a passenger admitted to refusing to give up an aisle seat when another traveler requested it. And this had to be, it was a 15-hour flight. And supposedly it was this person saying that not giving up my aisle seat on a 15-hour flight for an older lady with mobility issues. The user said that he or she was seated in an aisle seat of the bulkhead row in the middle section. Next to me was an older lady, probably in her 60s, and the woman got up from the seat. A couple of minutes later, she returned with the flight attendant and asked if I could swap seats with her because she had mobility issues. Now, this user said that in the seat right next to the lady's original seat was a heavy passenger who was spilling into the space of the so-called lady that had mobility issues. Now, assuming the older woman would have had a pre-assigned seat if she didn't have mobility issues, the user refused to swap seats, as it seemed the woman wanted to switch merely so that she wouldn't need to sit next to a large passenger. Now, the sweet switch refusal had people divided online, with someone defending the passenger's decision. Well, you know, a 2 or 3 hour flight may be one thing, but a 15-hour flight, if you do your due diligence and you go and when you, you know, pre-book and so forth and get your seats, you did it for a reason. I don't know why the so-called lady with the mobility issues. Now, what's not pointed out here is that she had mobility issues, supposedly had mobility issues, but she seemed to be able to get around the plane just fine. And if she had mobility issues, why wouldn't she have addressed that when she was pre-booking? Because when you go online and do your pre-booking, the airlines offer, certain amount of services if you have some issues. So I don't know if she would do that. 15-hour flight, not giving up the seat if I'm getting comfort. And it seems anyway in this, I don't know for sure, that she simply didn't want to sit next to the person who was belly and arms and so forth, flipping over into her seat. So she may have just been a liar.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles will be holding its free New Year's Eve celebration tonight in the downtown city park. The event runs from 7 to 11 p.m. and is designed for all ages. Entertainment will be the Lucky Devils Band, returning from last year. A countdown begins at 9 p.m., aligning with midnight on the East Coast. And a reminder that for New Year's Day, federal offices, the Postal Service, banks, and local government facilities will all be closed in observance of the holiday. Some retail stores and restaurants may be open for New Year's Day, but with modified hours. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 60s, it's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, we have the specials, Ricky and Hank, and then tomorrow morning, more specials for you. We'll resume regular programming on Thursday. Thank you for everything, and have a very happy new year. Safe one as well. Enjoy the bonfire. And continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.